We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $808 to give away this morning for the impossible question. If you get it correct, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We have Andrea on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Andrea?
Balancing your checkbook, keeping like the register.
So, you know what, Andrea? We actually had that guess before, and that is incorrect.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so sorry. Bobby, when we had that guest, I think it was when you were on vacation, and Brett was like, what does that mean?
What are you talking about?
He didn't know. He didn't really know what it meant.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You're
making me feel older than I am.
And I balanced a checkbook like well past the time you should be balancing a checkbook. You know, like
I used to balance my checkbook based on what my online checking account was. I used to be like, oh, I'd look on there and be like, oh, I had $2,000. I'm going to write it down this piece of paper here. Why am I writing this down? It's already online. I just couldn't get myself out of the habit of not doing it.
Yeah. Well, and I was like exact. I would do, you know, like -$137.91. I would have it like, and that came from my dad. Like my dad, I think my dad might actually still balance a checkbook.
I think my parents do. When I was a kid, my mom would say something to me like, hey, no, you can't get that. Put that toy back. It's too expensive. We don't have any money. And I would say, just write one of those checks.
Oh, yeah.
Like you always write those check things. You've obviously got money. I had no idea what money was. So just write a check.
Now my son's just scanning the phone, the Apple Pay.
Beep.
He's like, oh, no, I got it.
Yep.
It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, it doesn't cost a thing.
888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got $808 to give away this morning. Turning out to be pretty impossible. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We said our last guesses from yesterday. There were two that were in the right category.
In the realm.
In the realm.
Yes.
Or as Bobby likes to say, well, no, they're not even in the ballpark yet.
They were on the way.
Yeah, they were driving. Like
they packed up the car. They were on the way, maybe heading to the game.
All right, let's see if Mike gets us any closer. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What do you think people are not doing?
Powering down electronics like an hour before bed.
Oh, power. Yes. Yeah, no, definitely don't power it down.
You ever. Sleep shop. You've woken up.
I don't sleep.
You talked about this on the air, basically. You've woken up in like still that fog of waking up in the morning and hit
pants look nice.
Yeah, I need to order this. You said that on the air that you will like sleep shop.
I love
almost
these shoes.
Yeah, that's not powering down electronics at all.
I almost bought a rug this morning.
See?
A rug.
Yeah,
for my son.
First thing in the morning, you're almost buying things.
I use my cell phone as my alarm clock though, so there's no way I'm turning it. I'm powering it off.
Got it.
Do you guys power off?
I have my iPad is my alarm. But it's on airplane mode. There's no internet, nothing.
Do you turn your phone off?
My phone is off.
Oh, wow.
Like
you
turn it, my phone is off.
Shut it
when
off.
I go to bed. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
I literally forget how to turn my phone off.
I know.
Sometimes I'm like, which buttons? Like, it doesn't happen.
Old man balancing his checkbook over here, too. That's me.
Well, Mike, we are definitely not powering down our electronics. Bobby is, but Laura and I are not. But that's not the correct answer.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day. Wait, Bobby, so what about your iPad? Do you ever power that down? Like, if that's the one you use to wake you up, do you ever power that
down? No, that one's probably always on.
Always on?
Yeah, I think that one's pretty much always on.
What about computers at home? I'm like, I'm all into this now.
All turned off.
You turn them off?
Turn them off all the time.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you turn yours off, Laura? No.
No.
Only when, like,
she learned about cleaning a shower head yesterday for the first time. So, yeah, everything's turned on there.
Did you clean your shower head yet?
No.
Oh, okay. You should.
I'll get to that sometime.
You should. You're probably showering in dirt.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Cindy.
Cindy, hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. What's your guess? It's a good bet we're not doing this. What are people not doing?
Maybe check the expiration dates on the things in the refrigerator.
We can rule Bobby out. We know everything in his the expiration date is for like 3 years from now. He doesn't have anything expired in his fridge.
Well, that would be correct. That part would be correct.
I actually don't either. If something is even close to the expiration date, I'm like, oh, this is bad. We got to get rid
of this. Gone. Got to go.
I sniff it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so. We got to get rid of this.
Smells like ketchup. But nope, the date says nope, it's got to go.
Lard, you have expired stuff in your fridge.
I thought she was going to say it, and she did.
How rude.
She's going to say it. Yeah, how rude.
You know, I feel like I just did some inventory, and there was quite a few salad dressings and such that I was like, ooh,
mustard,
that's from April. Okie doke, got to eat more salad.
Yes.
Some olives. Yeah, Cindy, how often do you clean out your fridge?
I just did mine yesterday. Actually, we have one in the garage and one in the kitchen because we're having a party on Saturday. So I had to clean it out.
What's the party?
Yeah,
we're coming.
I knew it.
We do Christmas in July. You're all invited.
Love it.
Oh, look at that.
Do people dress up?
We do a gift exchange and we do a little bit of decorating. Yes, it started during COVID so we could be outside and not to worry about, but it sort of stayed with the tradition.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Yep, every July we do a Christmas in July.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. The answer is not correct, but you have a great time at your party. That sounds so much fun.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Paul. He's probably like, what? They're still talking? Can I give my guess? Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
Finishing your prescription medications as prescribed.
Ooh, like the antibiotics that you have to take for a full 2 weeks?
Yeah, and you still have half of them and left over because you don't want to go back to the doctor.
Like, I feel better. You're like, I can stop taking this now, right?
Yeah, that lump went away. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Right, right.
My doctor yells at me all the time because I get sinus infections, and he's like, well, did you finish the prescription? I'm like, almost. He's like, no, you have to finish the whole thing. I get yelled at.
Yeah, a lot of people got a whole lot of bottles in their cabinet or on their shelf somewhere. You just half finish prescriptions.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotta finish your prescriptions. You're supposed to do that.
Sorry, though. Not the correct answer, Paul.
All right.
But good guess. I like it. Thank you for listening
to us. Yeah, thanks for hanging on for an hour there, Paul. We appreciate you.
Gotcha.
Well, you will do a second round of this. So if we did not get to your call, you can call back again at 9:10. It's a good bet. You're not doing this. What aren't you doing? We've got $808. We'll do a second round at 9:10.
Also, I just want to tease this for a second.
Oh, yeah.
A major funny moment happened yesterday.
It wasn't funny for me.
To Kathy Romano, and she's going to be on air and honest about it and tell exactly what it is. We'll do that next.
And it has to do with a celebrity. I got to interview Will Ferrell yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible, but it was during my interview with poor old Will.
I think she can leave it this. It was incredible, but.
Yeah.
You're going to hear the but next here on B101.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
$808, the impossible question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Is this Delaware Dave?
It is. How you doing, Kathy?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm all right.
All right. What's your guess? What do you think it is?
I'm going to guess that it's a good bet you're not using the left lane on the highway just for passing like you're supposed to.
I'm going to tell you this quick story.
Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I was driving in the left lane and I was passing on the way home, I was passing some people, but I wasn't like blowing past everyone. And a guy in a pickup truck, gray pickup truck, was not happy with me. And he sped around me, cut right in front of me, stuck his hand out the window and pointed for me to get in the right lane.
Oh, did he really? Did he use a certain finger on that
point?
You're
number one.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, he did not do that. He was basically just mad at me that I was in the left lane. Let me just tell you, I was not, it wasn't like I was doing the speed limit. I was actually passing some cars, but I was not doing 95 miles an hour.
He
was
to go
angry.
A lot faster.
I was like, whatever. No, I'm not getting over.
No, she's not. She follows her own rules.
Yep. This is my road, sir.
Yep. I think it's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
I exclusively ride in the left lane. I use the right lane to pass the people that are going. I use the right lane to pass the people that are going too slow in the left lane.
Oh boy,
breaking the law.
Yeah, welcome to the Kathy Romano show.
Were you driving a pickup truck yesterday, Brett?
No.
All right, Dave. Sorry, not the correct guess.
Yeah, that was a lot of talking. I figured.
You knew.
Oh, and you guys, real quick. You were asking earlier about how to keep cool outside when it's hot.
Yeah.
Grab a cold can of beer or Coca-Cola, I guess, or whatever.
Beer.
Hold it up to your neck on either side for a few seconds. Cools you right off.
You can also try drinking that beer. That's also a good one, too.
Well, of course I do. Yeah. As soon as it, like, you know, it just cools me off.
There you
done.
Go, Dave.
Dave's tip on how to stay cool, drink beer.
I love it.
Right on. All right, guys.
Have a good day, Dave.
Oh, that's great.
Keep your guesses coming, 888-333-B101. We've got $808. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? $808 for the impossible question on the Kathy Romano Show this morning. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Hi, Erica.
Hi.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess that you're not eating the recommended daily amount of protein or fibers.
Oh, we got a constipated audience is what you're thinking. Oh, boy. Well, that's why you have your proteins and your fibers, right? You feel a little better, a little more regular. No? Am I the only one?
I mean, no, probably not.
Okay.
But I don't pay attention to that. I should. Do you, Erica?
No, I don't.
No? Yeah, see? I was right. My first thing
I don't
I said.
Really. Brett, Laura, do you guys pay attention to it? No, not at all. Like, honestly.
I don't know what a nutrition label looks like, so no.
That's true. He eats tasty
cakes every day. Yes.
They don't have any protein or fiber.
No, you don't think
no,
so?
Not just really. Sugar. They're delicious, though.
They are.
Yeah.
Erica, good guess. Not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Lance, good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How long is this going to go?
Good. How are you? Go back and forth.
How are you? I knew where she was going.
All right, Lance, what's your guess?
I say you're not turning your air conditioner off in the summer.
No, I'm definitely not turning my air conditioning
just
off in the
keeping
summer.
Keeping it on. Keeping it on.
What was our caller earlier who said buy an extra air conditioner when you have air conditioning?
Yeah, we're like, hey, your tip for it. Beth? Oh, well, my air conditioning's on, but if you can't catch up, use another air conditioner. Just go buy one.
Get another one.
Wow, what a great tip.
Lance, sorry, that is not the correct guess.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Lance.
Day.
Lance, how are you?
Good.
All right.
All right, Holly is our last guest of the morning. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
All right, it's up to you. If you get this correct, you win the $808. If you get it wrong, it'll be $909 tomorrow morning. What do you think people are not doing?
Going into the office when they have the option to work from home.
Ooh, you get the option to work from home, you take that.
You definitely you absolutely take that. Absolutely. We don't have the option, but if we did, actually, I think we should be in here in the studio. But if somebody, like an office job, if you have the option to work from home, I bet you most people are choosing to stay home.
Yeah.
I do think
that's
you're
what I would think.
Technically correct, but that's not the answer we're looking for, Holly. Sorry.
Oh, the buzzer.
You made people very happy,
though. Yeah.
900, and I know. I know. That, one more time for you. There you go. I know.
Oh, someday I'm not going to get that buzzer.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
keep
right.
trying, Holly. You can try again tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a great day. $909. We'll do two rounds of it tomorrow morning. We've got Gas for Life. Don't forget, if you contribute to a conversation during the show, we will randomly select a winner for a 4-pack of Adventure Aquarium tickets. We are not done yet. We are extending our show until noon today. We are headed to the All-Star Village right now. Brett is ready. He's like in his running stance, ready to run out the door.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Join us at the All-Star Village at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. We'll be there till noon.
Diamond Dynasty has all new red diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.